with Real manager Niall McGuinness as we look ahead to what is now probably a rare home match for Real this season at the Corbett Sports Stadium after seven consecutive away matches. We finally have a home fixture. Something to look forward to?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Nice to be home, definitely. I think it's took its toll on us, the seven away games. It's quite unheard of in the league, but we've had to deal with it, and now I'm looking forward to returning back on Saturday.
Last Sunday, if we look back to the Cardiff Met match, there were good preparations for the squad. Went down Saturday afternoon, and almost the match was over before it began with three early goals conceded. What were the lessons to be learned from last Sunday?
We've got to tighten up all over. I think we're conceding far too many goals. But having said that, Met were a good side, and we've got to start games brighter. We've got to start games a lot brighter than we have done. But no, the lads, like I said it after the game, they had to hold their hands up Sunday because all the preparation was there for them. And I think they haven't started the game right mentally, and they've been punished for it.
Looking ahead to the weekend, it's seven matches away from home we've had, and I think coincidentally the last time, for instance, James Bell and Alex Jones started the match together was the Bangor home match. So whether, you know, hopefully having most of the available players bar the long-term injuries available for Saturday, will that help the squad?
Yeah, definitely. I think you always want to pick from as many players as you can within your squad. But yeah, we've patched over the midfield a lot this past month. So yeah, to have Alex and James back, I think it's a massive boost, and I think there is a stat we haven't lost a game when them two have played together in there.
And looking at Carmarthen Town, the visitors on Saturday, mixed results so far this season, but tend to provide difficult matches for Real over the years.
Yeah, always going to be tough. I've said this, every game's going to be tough in this league, and they're a good outfit. They've been together for a long time, they're well drilled under Hazelwood. And yeah, we're expecting a tough test, but I'll say that every week because we will be. But we've just got to stick together, strip back from where we were a couple of weeks back, and we've just got to dig in and work together. But I'm hoping that we have a good crowd behind us, and hopefully people will come out and support us on Saturday.
Because I think the last couple of matches at home, when we played Cardiff Met, Aberystwyth, Bangor, an Airbus, I think a notable factor was the support from the fans for the team, and you know, I think in some of the matches, particularly Cardiff Met, that made a real difference for the support for the players to push on towards the end, and hoping for a good vocal response from the Real supporters on Saturday returning to the home ground.
Yeah, it's important because I've spoke with some of the players, and especially with some of them are young lads, and like I've said this before, we're a young team, we're a brand new team from the game just played on Sunday. One player was in the squad when the starting 11 from the whole of the side last year. There's two in the whole squad, so people have to understand that this is a brand new team, and it's going to take time to gel. We're going to have ups and downs with wins. We've had that run of wins, and now we're on a run of losses, but we've got to take them as they come. We've got to sort of make sure we can deal with both sides of it, but we know that time's not on our side, and we've got to make sure we put it right as well. But no, I think the fans are so important, especially with them being young lads. It gives them that extra buzz. They're new to the league, and some of them aren't used to it. So when it happens and the fans are getting behind them, it's a big boost. And we have that in the away games with the type of teams and the sort of atmosphere and that some of the grounds that we've been to recently.
Thanks, Niall.
Thank you.